Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZooKeeper Jay, and today we will be talking about the Prime Hook Swamp Creature.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
At the beginning of this season of the CryptoZoo, we thought we had found the cutest cryptid around with the jackalope. And while that still might be true, we did find one that is going to give the jackalope a run for its adorable little money. Folks, meet the Prime Hook Swamp Creature. The Prime Hook Swamp Creature is said to be between 2.5 and 3 feet tall and about 30 pounds. It's got long legs and a long tail stemming from its tan body, and its head has small ears and a flat, pug-like face. Adorable, right? It gets its name from where it has been sighted, in the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge, a 10,000-acre swampland on the western shore of Delaware Bay in, yep, you guessed it, Delaware. The area itself gets its name from 17th-century Dutch settlers who called it Priemhoek, which means plum point, because of the area's purple beech plums. Naming a cryptid after fruit makes the little monster even more delightful, doesn't it? Since the Prime Hook Swamp Creature is a relatively new cryptid, there isn't a whole lot of mythology behind it. The area of New England where it's said to dwell is in somewhat of a cryptozoological hotspot, though. In addition to featuring local monsters like the Selbyville Swamp Monster, the Mahui, the Nanticoke River Monkey, and of course the Pukwudgie, Delaware is within striking distance of the stomping grounds of the Mothman in West Virginia, the Jersey Devil in New Jersey, and the Gloucester Sea Serpent in Massachusetts. Sure, the Prime Hook Swamp Creature isn't nearly as popular as those other guys, but give it time. The first sighting was only in 2007. And that first 2007 sighting has also been the only true reported sighting. It was posted in 2010 by a semi-anonymous witness known only as Helen J. on a paranormal section of the pre-Wikipedia webpage about.com. Since it's the only report, and since it's fairly brief, we'll provide Helen J.'s entire account of her experience here.
I was driving on Broadkill Road in Broadkill Beach, Delaware around dusk in July 2007. This road borders a swamp area. Standing on the side of the road by the swamp, my daughter and I saw a creature like we've never seen before. It stood about 2.5 to 3 feet tall, with long legs, a tan body, a flat, almost puggish face, and a long tail. It had small ears and looked to be about 30 pounds. My other daughter and her friend also saw this same animal the year before, around the same area, except it was night and it ran in front of their car. I asked the lady who owned the Broadkill Beach store about it, and she said she had seen it once when she was dirt biking with her dad in the area years before. And both her and her dad had no idea what it was, even though she was raised around Broadkill. She said we were lucky to have spotted it, as very few people have seen it. We went to the Prime Hook Reserve, this is what the swampy area is called, museum, and they had no idea what it could be. I'm wondering if anyone else has seen it, and what the heck it is.
This posting went as viral as a posting could back then. It's really a reporting of a few sightings in one, as Helen J. also includes the stories of her daughter's earlier sighting and the rumored sighting by the town's shopkeeper. Despite questions from readers, Helen J. never came back to follow up on her post, so curiosity seekers never found out whether the creature made noises, whether it stood on two legs or four, or if it was affected by the presence of people. So, what could the Prime Hook Swamp Creature actually be? It could be just about anything. Theory suggests that what Helen J. saw was actually either a wolverine or a coyote. Both are about the same size and shape as the description, although neither animal is very populous in Delaware, so this theory is a pretty thin one, but just as believable as the creature being a real cryptid, I suppose. The puggish face in her description suggests that Helen J. may have seen an actual pug, possibly a runaway or escapee from a nearby resident. I don't even want to entertain the idea that a person would purposely dump a cute little pug in the swamp. But a mischievous one that dug out of its yard? That's possible. even plausible. Another theory suggests that it was a caracal, which is a wildcat that is native to Africa and Asia, but not North America, which means it would have had to have been, like the pug, an escaped pet. The legality of caracal ownership varies from state to state, and Delaware does allow it with a permit. So, an escaped caracal is as good a theory as any, although caracal ears are far from small. It could also have been a native animal such as a wolf, coyote, or other canine with a condition called short spine syndrome. Short spine syndrome affects all kinds of animals, but particularly dogs, and it causes skeletal deformations which make the afflicted appear almost alien or monstrous, like the prime hook swamp creature. It could also have been a different cryptid, the aforementioned Nanticoke River monkey, but that requires belief in the Nanticoke River monkey, which is a topic for another episode. It's also entirely possible that Helen Jay's post was a hoax perpetuated by someone who is either a prankster, a liar, or a nutjob, or a combination of all three. But we don't want to believe that. So that brings us to what we do want to believe, and that is that the prime hook swamp creature is actually an animal as yet discovered and classified by science, a cryptid. As for the prime hook swamp creature's pop culture impact, well, outside of the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge and a few corners of the internet where Helen Jay's story has been reposted, there is none. It's just one of the many mysterious creatures in the New England landscape. But what of Helen Jay? It's interesting that the poster never came back to answer questions or clarify parts of her post. It's like she just disappeared. Or did the Prime Hook swamp creature find her and exact revenge for making their existence public? Nah. The prime hook swamp creature is much too cute for that. And that's about it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in and say hi. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com. So hop on over there too. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small.